Okay.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I want to thank my partners on Erev Shavuos and Erev Yontif for coming on a bit early, so we should not, chas v'shalom, in any way lose the opportunity to learn together on the Erev Yontif of Kabbalah Satayra. Okay, so today's shiur is a special one. It again is a unique sugya of Masechet Nedarim, which is a Shas type of a sugya, and it is negeya to the question of whether or not how Klal Yisrael is governed, whether or not Yesh Mazal Yisrael or Ein Mazal Yisrael. Let's get some a little bit of a background here for a moment. The basic dichotomy is that the Umais Ha'olam are subject to mazalos, and each of the Umas Ha'olam has a sar. That sar interacts their lawyer and Shemaim, and it's also the conduit for the shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends shefa to the Umas Ha'olam through the conduits of mazalos. But when Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Mistakel ba'at stignun yoishalei," look in your astrological construct, which is the way until HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to Avraham Avinu how he intends to work with his progeny, meaning that Avraham Avinu's children would become Klal Yisrael, would be different than the Umas Ha'olam. And he saw, and Avraham Avinu looked in his astrology. He was born under a certain tkufa. And he looked there and he saw that he can't have a child. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Tzei mi'etzdan ginyan, go out of your astrological construct, Ein Mazal Mi'Yisrael." Ein Mazal Yisrael, once it was said to Avraham Avinu, it became Nechkak. The problem with this is that this seems to be nistar from various places in Shas. There's a Gemara, Taisus and Shabbos, which is Mechiach, that Klal Yisrael does have a mazel, because the Gemara talks about how Bonei Chaye Mezoine is not Tolyan Zchusim, it's Tolyan Mazel. So we see there is a mazel Yisrael. A Gemara in Tainus Daf Chafei, Rav Elezer ben Pedas was an Ani, and they told him that you were born on this mazel, that you're going to be an Aramad, and you can't change it. So you see, there is mazel Yisrael. How is that consistent with the Gemara here, which says Ein Mazel Yisrael? Says Taisvis, it's efcher to change mazalos through a big schus. And therefore, even according to the Shitei Mazal Yisrael, Ikre Advarim Atolui in Mazal, but there's an Eitzah to change it. So now we have to understand what is the Indian of Mazal, and how does that work if there's Schar V'Oinish in the Torah? How does it work with the basics that we say every day in Kriyat Shema twice of Schar V'Oinish? So the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, sefer that is in great use in Klal Yisrael, and I have the schus of using it too, explains that the machus of mazel is mazalis chas v'shalom do not pile with Klal Yisrael at all. As soon as the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Tzei mitzta gunia shalcha," that was kaveh l'dayres, that there is no mazel which has complete hegemony over Klal Yisrael. However, this is exists, and they are the oifen of Hanogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created all the kelim of the Brira, all the tzinoiros of Shefa. Every single person is Nivra with his tafkid hamayuchad, with his tafkid hamayuchad, as was said in Gefi Mazalos, but you can always change it. Now, therefore, it's not a stira, and we'll see how that plays out. First, let's see the Marmokaimis for the Rishonim, which bring the stira. The Gemara might cut in Daf Ches, Ban Ruchai, Mezayin Alab, Mezayin Atal Milsaf. The Gemara in Tainis, Reb Lezer ben Pedas, was very poor, and he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how long is he going to be with Star? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, if it doesn't going to help, because only then, where you're changing your mazel totally, would you be able to become an Isar Aman. So here we have two Gemaras, which seem to indicate otherwise. The Gemara in Shabbos, it says, Rabbi Chanina, Yesh Mazel Afilu Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon says, Ein Mazel Yisrael. And the Gemara goes on to bring various situations where we see that the mazel is changes, and even though it's Ein Mazel Yisrael, but it was a tremendous schus can change it. What schus are we talking about? In that case, it was the schus of tzedakah. Rashi brings Ein Mazel Yisrael. Rashi brings another schus. If you can put that Rashi up, Rashi says, Aidei tefillah and schus of tefillah, you can be mishana the mazel. As I state in Rashi, you can be mishana the mazel, and therefore, that answers the question. Just trying to scroll here with the Marmokaimis. Give me a second here, please. One more second, Rabbi Sai. Lock your computer, I apologize. Okay, so what do we have here, Rabbi Sai? Lemarenda, what we have. Finally, got it done. Okay, so Taisa says, Vada Marava Bashili, my cotton, Gaimam Zulab Schutal Nosel, Bamazatal Nosem, Kamakde, Schus Godel Mishnana. Bamachina Mazel Mishnana, sometimes it doesn't work, unfortunately. So what is that Schus Godel? Let's scroll down. So here Rashi said, the Koy Tzedek Gemara Mahadra Makunala Mizrach. Chmaydech Sivki here in Mizrach Tzedek. There's a Rashi here in the bottom. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Rashi tells you, how is it possible to change the mazel? Da'idei tefillah uschus mishtana mazel ha'tayba. Tefillah. Everybody knows what tefillah is. What schus is? Okay, that really depends on each person's individual schus. Stay go out. Say me atzdenugo. This is the basic construct in the Rishonim that yes, there is Mazel Yisrael under certain circumstances, and yes, they can be changed under circumstances through the amtsais of schus gadol. Rashi says schus gadol is either tefillah, self-understandable, or other ma'asim tovim. Tzedakah can change a person's basic mazel. The Rishonim. L'mashal Rabbeinu Haran in the Drashas Haran is a very important seminal sefer in Machshavas Yisrael. A friend of mine, a Rav of Chashuv Shul, called me Erev Yantam, and he told me that he's devoting Shavuos Leil Shavuos Limud to learning Drashas Haran. which I found very interesting. But if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense because there are numerous yisaidas which I'm aware in Drashas HaRan. I'm going to summarize what the Ran says here, and then we can say a few lines. He says, yes, it's true, there is such a concept of mazel, but you can evade the mazel somehow. This is what he says here. Line four, yes, it does work. It's in Cain, Rabbi Chanina Shchalak Lav Yeshmal Yisrael Shapalas Mrechel Devaram Eli Yafshe Yishtana. In Cain, how does it work? Rechis Yamim, Brios, Eisher, all the things that the Rabbi Shalom promises us if we in fact keep his mitzvahs. Manoshach, if it's Tali in the Marechas. Vatshuva Etzli says the Ran. Sha'adam Efshar Sheinotzel. And there's obviously, if you could scroll down, please, for Pesach, Mi'apega, Sheichayvu, Hamazal, Echad, Mishnei Panim. Two ways to avoid your predetermined mazel. Echad, say Makam Shiara by Rashon Mazel, who shouldn't be where the mazel is Shailit. And second, Yachanatzmin Shal Yuchal Mazel Light, the mazel can't get to you because, sorry, it's part of the first one. If you're not around, we're in the danger zone, in the missile zone, you're not going to get hit. The second, Shem Yais, Yibam Makam Hashem Derech Hamazel Shir Shambay, which most of us are in this world, Shinatzach Yishkleh Hamazel Shir Shambay Klal, to fight back. How is that? And he says, you can fight back against fire, either not being in the fire zone, or you can fight back by coating yourself with salamander dam, which was a well-known asbestos-like fire retardant. Put the fire out. Kain yuchal adl minatzel. Beautiful pshat. Says the Sifsei Chaim, this run is a yisoid for understanding the sugya and Kol HaTorah Kula. If you scroll down a little bit, I'll take a few Maamar HaKoyim here out of this Sifsei Chaim, because Sifsei Chaim explains both the Ran and the Ran's Rebbe, not directly, because the Ran was two Deris after the Rajba. Ran is a Talmud of the Ritva, was a Talmud of the Rajba. Dr. Azai, this is a very important very important essay here in the Sifsei Chaim. Mikri Adam, Chayav Anam Mizayinim, Mushpa'im, Mikoichas Mazel. Can't get away from that. That's the Metzius. B'mazel hamikriyim nechukum yesh mazel Yisrael efshel l'shanes es hashpas ha-mazel yed tefilat tzedakah. Ayishay mazel nit l'shuni. This is a machlekes for Rishonim, whether or not that can be changed through actions. Mazel hatchunois, which is nafshim, a person's disposition, he's a kaisan, he's a ravsan v'chulu, you're going to nail mazel madim, he's a killer. Kulam yesh b'kach nefesh l'shanas ha-tchunas, because otherwise Rabbi Shalom wouldn't have given us this challenge. If you can't change your tchunas and nefesh, that you're a X, then why are you doing that? L'shtamash tchunas l'chav l'tayba. The Ran answers. So from Rav Chanina, it's nearer that the mazel is payal with var me'elah gufniyim, and it's a payal echreichi. Yefesh in the stand of shum panam al tfilas tzedakah. The Mikshama. So the Ran gave you two prongs, two ways to overcome this. First of all, stay out of the danger zone. Scroll down. This is sort of the first prong that we saw. And as you saw, Rashi says that you can change through tefillah and tzedakah, scroll down. The kasha is, how can you do that once it's fixed? Says the Ran, or Tshuva Etzli, it's what we read before. Says Rav Friedlander, Koyach hashpasa mazalos tali b'netunim shonim. Netunim means conditions. Mokayim zman. Conditions, actually. It means two constructs. Where you are and when you are. Ein mazal shal makom zeg, mazal makom acher. You can change from one day. In one day, from it can be mazel, no mazel in the morning, a mazel in the afternoon. And therefore, Mashana Makam Mashana Mazel. A person can go away from the Ashpa of the Mazel. And he says that Rav Dessler's Rebbe explained it to him. What's the Pshat? Mishana Makar, Mishana Mazel. Mikoyach Hashpa'as HaMazel Nikva Tafkida Shel Adam. A person's Tafkid was Nikva through Mazel. L'dugma, Nigzral Adam Mikoyach Mazel Shel Tafkida A person who is destined to be a Malchut Torah, and there are many such people that you all know. So he ended up in a very poor place in Eretz Yisrael in the 50s, a very poor place, or even now if you're a Lamed Torah. So what could you do? How are you going to be Malchut Torah? Teretz is you're going to be a Lamed Tanaikis, and that's how you're fulfilling your mazel. Amnon, we akadil medina cheres. Shein talmud teres shulchan mazel tikkun glam tikkun. What if he can't find a cheder? Tit lafkila nimkem makayachas baz mash mayz acheres. Then he'll have a different one. Shem zekar yaskei v'makim zeh ba'shiris. They should be able to be taymuch teres. Va'akach yimale es tavkidek ismeseyel leim de teres. Nimtza. Shebechol makim yesh mash mayz acheres. O tavkid adam anik v'makayach mazle. Beautiful. Hasheni, what's the second concept? Is you can be overcome the mazel totally, actually, Yishma Klal. How's that? And he goes into the fire mushel. Says Rav Friedlander, scroll down. Nimsa. So even according to the Mandarma, Yesh Mazel Yisro, they can't be Mavatla Mazel freeze, but a person can be saved from the Kayach of the Mazel that's doing bad things to him by Shinu Makayma. Go to another place where it's not Nigzar on you that this will be bad, and you'll be able to override over the Kayach of the Shpa of the Mazel, and that's the Pshat in the Gemara. It's Daginish. And that's Pshat in the Kesher to Lech Lecha Ma'artzecha. Had Avraham Avinu remained in Bavel, had remained in Ur Kasdim, he never would have been able to become Avraham Avinu because his mazel was to be a regular Abe without any progeny. Rabban Shalom said, Lech Lecha Ma'artzecha, El Eretz Asher Arecha, because he needed Avraham Avinu to found what eventually became Klal Yisrael. It couldn't have been done in Ur Kasdim. He had to go to Charan. He had to go eventually to Eretz Yisrael, because that's where his mazel would allow him to become Avraham Avinu, the Av Amoyin Goyim, the founder of what we now know as Klal Yisrael. What a beautiful Mahalach. What a beautiful Mahalach. One last Devar here is a Rajba. Scroll down. There's a Tshuvas Rajba here, who was asked, what about Ein Mazel Yisrael? Is it not, is Mazel, Yesh Mazel Yisrael, not a stira to the Eschar Bo'inish? So he says, this is a machlekes, if to Yesh Mazel Yisrael, Ein Mazel Yisrael, says the Rajva, nearly line five. If you have a marker, Klei Nechukal B'mikra Yechidim, Leib Mashiach Yasek et HaTzibur, New Chiddush, says the Rajva, Yechidim Atali Ein Mazel, but not the Tzibur. He'll ask Kulam Kayakatira God Lidain Alpima Sam Mataivila Mutiv. A Taira Dibra la Klau Layla Prat. Vizash is Sidra Lan of Rosh Hashanah of Amadinus by Yamer. Azalisaiva, Azalachain. Afal P. Shah Timta Bechiskia Shamates Hina Secha. Neni Yasuf Imecha Meshas Hashanah. So you see that 15 years, even though it was Nigzer on. Chizkiyah, the Rajba, HaMelech, B'tzibur, HaMelech represents the Tzibur, and he has a din of a Tzibur, Tzibur Tluyim Bo, therefore, Yesh Mazel, that's why I'm Rehim Mazel, Dibratari Ben HaKlab, Ben HaPrat, goes for everybody. V'chein Osa Maisal Pi HaSvara HaZu, HaMariyah V'Aktira, we daven because we believe that you could change the Mazel, we pass consent, the Rajba, Rehim Mazel Yisrael. Says Rabbi Friedlander, scroll down. What's the pshat in this Rajba? Says the Rajba says it's only Yechidim Hanogas Ham Yisrael Me'al Mazalis. Beautiful, and this is the lesson of the Rajba we just learned. Scroll down. Line two of that paragraph that you've yelled at. Hanagas aklal eina mashpasam as always. Basically doing a fantastic job here. You're picking out of my brain what I intend to underline. Atli b'schus klal Yisrael b'chevasam. Klal Yisrael is talin the general schus. And klal Yisrael nimtze matzav sh'aliyah. Eisri channel shamakam. Uzeichem mashpah bracha v'atzlacha. Chas v'shalom. Ein eisri channel shamakam. Shaletz b'em hanagas simtze mashpah. And then he says, this is the pshat in the Tshuva Rashba. Beautiful, Rabbi Sayyid. Now, in the help of the incredible editorial staff of Daf HaShavua, put together the central essay, a central essay based on the teaching of Mechtav Maliyahu, in the Sifsei Chaim of Goyen, Rav Chaim Friedler, Zatzal, one of the Gedalia Machshav of the last Dair, the Mashgiach and Panovich, underused. And he goes through the Machlaikis and Chazal, Yesh Mazal Yisrael, and that, the reconciliation by the Rishayim in Taisvis, that and Rashi that it could be changed, Ali Deis Chusim. And then he goes through the central motif as explained by the Tshuvas HaRan, and at the end, the Ran's Rebbeim, the Rajba. On their explanation of Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Eli Garan has a Mahalach, change your Makom and change your Zman. And the Rajba says it's only Shaykh to Yechidim, but not to Klal Yisrael. Ad Kan for today. Yasher Koyach to my partners for changing their schedule. A pleasure to be able to tape this. Hopefully, Dylan will be able to see it either today or the rest of the week because it's a good introduction to this fascinating Sugya. Take out the Sifsei Chaim, and you'll be able to see the fantastic beard that he has. Everybody have a good Yontif. This is the Yontif of Kabbalah Satira. We're needing on the Torah. You can come to this din by telling the Bashem, Ich learn, I learn Daf HaShavua every week. I'm learning Be'iyun. Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim. A good Yontif. Thank you.